This week's mailbag comes to us from Mindy. I discovered Organize 365 early in the pandemic when my office changed to telework. I joined the 100-day home organization program in January, and I have had success in times of no motivation. Recently, we decided to move, and we now have a for sale sign in the front yard. What a blessing to look around and see that we don't have much to do. My house is pretty organized. I'm staying on top of my paperwork with the Sunday basket. The hot mess garage is still a mess, but only one room. How did this happen? I'm grateful for this program, for Lisa and her team, and for my fellow members who post their journeys in this Facebook group.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. It is time to say yes. Whenever I have a yes list or I think about saying yes, I think of Shonda Rhimes' book, The Year of Yes, which I listened to probably a year and a half ago. It was a good book. I really enjoyed it. And about how she decided to say yes to everything for 1 year is very interesting. As I shared last week in my no list actually set some boundaries for things I'm already doing anyway and created some rules, so it decluttered the decision-making process, which frees up time for me to now create a yes list. So last week, when I said no to perfection over the pandemic, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to do good enough. I'm going to figure out what's good for me and my family, and that is going to be my barometer as far as where I am in the pandemic. I am not going to have no diet or a strict diet. I'm going to try to have like 5 days a week, eat these foods, see what happens to my family, which allows my personal body, which allows me plenty of time to be thinking about other things I want to do, not what I'm going to eat and when I'm going to eat and where I'm going to get it. My grocery list is very, very simple. I'm not working in the evenings, but I have decided I'm going to work one weekend day during the weekend so I can block that time. And then I know in the evenings I have plenty of time for my family and my husband. And I'm saying no to doing things for my kids, but being there to support them and teach them as they take things on themselves. So then what is my yes list? And when I created my yes list for the summer, for May through August, these are the four things that I really want to focus on and not necessarily complete by the end of the summer, but with these pockets of time that I've created through my no list, I want to use that time for these things in my yes list. So the first thing that I want to add to my yes list, which will not be a surprise to anyone who knows me at all, is traveling safely in the United States. I have been a good little girl. And I have stayed in my house and in Cincinnati the entire pandemic. I didn't go to Florida last year. Like I have stayed home and I am ready to travel the United States. So I am going to be fully vaccinated. I have masks ready if they are needed or warranted. I will keep looking at what the CDC is doing, but I am preparing and we have set out a book tour that will start on July 8th and it will end on August 18th. And I will be going to 10 different cities. Details will be coming next month. And I'm super excited about it. You know, I wanted to take a book tour last year. I've wanted to take a book tour for like 10 years. And I have decided that at this point, I feel that there are enough protocols in place that it will be safe. And I'm also fine with if I have to cancel it. Like if I have to cancel the whole book tour, all I've really invested in is a couple of plane tickets and some hotel expenses. It would be expensive to cancel it, but it wouldn't be out of the ordinary. Like I'm fine with the amount of risk. So I am saying yes to traveling this summer, and I'm simplifying my life so that I am available to go out and meet those of you in person if I can get close enough to you that you could travel to where I'm going to be. The second thing that I am saying yes to, which I've been saying yes to this for quite a while, but I'm continuing to say yes, is my kids' requests of my time. So on my no list, I told you, I'm not doing things for kids. Like, they have to make their own appointments. They have to figure out how to log into the website. They have to order the stuff themselves. Sometimes they have to pay for it themselves. They have to do hashtag adulting. However, if they want to go out to dinner with me, or Joey said he wants to come on the 4-week book tour with me, I said yes. Like, I was like, fine, you'll stay in the room with me. Book another airline ticket. I said to Pat, that whole airline ticket you booked yesterday that has like all these connecting cities? She said, yeah. I said, great, book one for Joey. So he wants to come and spend a month with me. I mean, when are you going to get a month to spend with your kid? Like, that's awesome. I'm super excited about it. So Joey will be on the book tour with me. Abby and I have some fun plans as well, and I'm saying yes to all of the things that she needs, and I will be telling you all about that in the podcast next week. The third thing that I am saying yes to, which is hilarious, is fun makeup, fun hair, beauty, and my new corporate casual look. I started before the pandemic upgrading my wardrobe, having a makeover at Sephora. Thank goodness, because I'm not good at doing my own makeup. I'm glad somebody was able to show me how to do it before that became a thing that wasn't allowed to happen anymore. But I have been having a lot of fun during the pandemic, continuing to go to Ulta or Sephora and spending way too much money on makeup that teenagers are into, or skincare products, a new curling iron, all this fun stuff. And just, there has not been a single day during the pandemic that I did not get up, do my hair and my makeup. Not a single day. I don't even own yoga pants or sweatpants. Like, I've worn jeans or dress pants this entire time. And I've really, really enjoyed it. I don't have kids schooling from home. I don't have a commute. You know, like, I do have time. And so I've really enjoyed playing hair and makeup. And if you're in the 100-day home organization program, I actually recorded myself getting ready. I was very nervous about it. I talk very negatively to myself because I was very, I don't like people seeing me without makeup on. And I had no makeup on, like, and I showed you from moisturizer all the way through doing my hair. And I put that video inside of the 100-day program Facebook group. And I'll be re-airing that every time we get to week 5 inside of the 100-day program, where we organize all of our bath and beauty supplies. The other part of that, of saying yes to fun hair, makeup, and beauty, is also really enjoying my corporate casual look. So for the last year, I have only worn 2 different kinds of pants. It's either denim jeans or black jeans. That's basically what I've worn during the entire pandemic. I get my jeans from White House Black Market. They just fit a woman's body. I don't know what to tell you. They're flattering on a 49-year-old woman. So I really like White House Black Market jeans. As I am planning the book tour, as I am just now starting to get into more networking events that are happening in person in Cincinnati, meeting people for coffees with all the safety protocols in place, I am starting to wear some of the clothes that I've had for 2 years now that I haven't worn in my closet. Skirts and dresses and cute pants and cute shoes and things that you can't see when you're in Zoom. And I'm really enjoying figuring out what my look is. And I think a lot of us, no matter what industry you were in 18 months ago, almost everyone has the ability to figure out what you want your look to be now. Like, I don't know many businesses that are going to go back to 3-piece suits, like with pantyhose. And, you know, I don't know if that level of formal is ever coming back. I've always had friends that wear leggings and workout clothes that it don't even work out. And they wear them all day, every day, and they love it. And I think that we have the freedom. What looks best on your body, what makes you most comfortable, what fits best in your life at this life stage for all of the things you do from morning to night. My big thing is whatever I get dressed at 6:30 or 7 a.m., I wear until I take my bath and put my pajamas on, sometimes at 5 o'clock. Like, I take an early bath sometimes. The latest is 8. I'm always at home at 8 in my bathtub. So I don't, you know, I wear one outfit for the entire day. I also, for many, many years, bought my clothes at a resale shop. So I was able to get really nice clothes for not very much money. So I didn't care if ketchup got spilled on it or if I was doing a professional organizing job and I got all hot and sweaty and dusty in nice clothes. Like, I organized in nice clothes. And I give you the permission, if you're really looking at your closet going, I really like these dressy clothes, and there's like literally nowhere I can wear them anymore, wear it. Just say, oh yeah, I had a meeting this morning, so I had to wear this. No one will know. The meeting could have been with the person you're meeting with, and they don't even know. I like to be kind of dressy. I've always liked to dress kind of dressy. It's my preference. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. And I'm just saying yes to it. Like, I'm meeting people for coffee at Panera and I'm showing up like all dressed up, like I'm doing a speaking event or something. I'm not quite that way. I'm not quite to the dress level. I'm right below the dress level. That's where I am right now. And the fourth thing that I'm saying yes to, which I think everyone who has the ability to say yes to is saying yes to, is I am continuing to double down on our home, on making our home be a place we love to be, making our home function in a way that works for us, upgrading anything that I can in our home. We've lived here for 24 years. That at the time of you listening to this, they should be starting to paint our house. It's been 10 years since it's been painted. That would have been painted no matter what, pandemic or no pandemic. But Greg and I have pretty much decided we're not moving. We could move, but we're not going to move. And currently, everyone in our family is living here. Joey might be getting an apartment. I don't know if he moves. I already have plans for what I'll do for those two rooms. If he doesn't, I have plans for what I'll do for other rooms. So just continuing to really enjoy our home, make it work for all of the different phases and stages of our lives. Greg has worked at home 3 different times during the pandemic. Now he is working back at work again, and he worked in 3 different locations each time he came home. We put him in a different location. My office at home, I'm only using 1 day a week, and I'm working over at the office 4 days a week. Just continuing to find out what is the best balance for everyone, for our dog, for everyone who lives here, for our house, and for our family. And I just encourage you to do the same thing. There are a lot of things you could change around your house that cost no money. They just cost your time. And there are other things that cost a lot of money and that you can't do yourself and you have to hire out. But just, you know, keep that list going. What is the next thing that you could do that would make your home an improvement so that you can just really enjoy that time that you have? We really enjoy our house and we love, we just love spending time and put in that deck last year. And I'm really looking forward to enjoying that this summer. So I hope these podcasts helped you last week in figuring out, are there any things in the next summertime, just looking at the summertime, like until we get to Labor Day, what do you want to say no to and what do you want to say yes to? Whatever you're saying no to is going to declutter the decision-making and set boundaries, and everything you want to say yes to is going to be your priorities. So this summer, my priorities are safely traveling the United States to see as many of you as possible because it's something I've wanted to do for forever. My second priority is to say yes to my kids' requests of my time. Then I still want to play makeup, hair, and beauty, and I'm really enjoying investing in my corporate casual look and putting on some of those more formal pieces that I bought before the pandemic. I'm just going to start wearing them. I may be the dressiest person in the room, but I'm just going to live with it. And then doubling down on our home, making sure our home is ready for all of our life stages and unexpected events. And next week, I will tell you about my next life stage and the current unexpected event that we're finding ourselves in. Can't wait to tell you about that.